Good evening. It is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is Kingston Currents. CFRC's news programming is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. In this episode, we'll be covering a student embarking on a 30-day hike to support Lionheart's YGK, messages directly from the city, and more. Connor Hamlin, a fourth-year Queen's University student, has departed for his 900-kilometer hike to raise funds for Lionheart's. Lionheart's supports the Kingston community with various crucial initiatives, including the Student Food Box Program, gathering and redistributing food and household goods to local nonprofits and community groups, and providing housing or shelter for over 500 individuals. Hamlin has volunteered and worked as a summer student at Lionheart's over the past few years, and he'll be spending the next month hiking the Bruce Trail, stretching from Niagara River to the tip of Tobermory, Ontario, to raise funds and awareness for the organization. Hamlin hit the road on Saturday, but just before he left, he sat down with CFRC to chat about the month ahead. Here is a bit of our conversation. To get us started, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your connection to Lionheart's.
Sounds good. Yeah. So my name is Connor Hamlin. I am now going into my fourth year of health sciences at Queen's, and I started working at Lionheart's back in 2021 as a summer job. And I worked there every summer. And when it came to school, I'd take the school year off. And I did a lot of work for them just as a driver, picking up meals, delivering food wherever needed. And after I took some time off for school, I still had a very deep connection with the staff there. And I just know how much of an amazing program it is there.
Awesome. Yeah. And you're about to embark on this 900-kilometer hike. I was wondering how you got this idea to begin with.
Yeah. So I've been getting more into nature lately in the past, mm-hmm. like 5 years or so. And I always wanted to do like a long, multiple weeks away kind of thing. And I didn't know how to do that. And there weren't many options in Canada. I looked around, and in Ontario, there's a hike from Kingston to Ottawa. There's a hike across PEI. And they were all great. And then I saw the Bruce Trail, and it was this 900-kilometer hike from Niagara up to Tobermory. And I've only been to Tobermory once, and I just knew this was the hike I had to do, even though I've never mm-hmm. done anything like it before. And I just figured this is a great physical challenge for me. If I'm doing it alone, it's a great mental challenge for me to keep myself motivated and keep going every day. And it's also, it's like a mental health break for me. I feel like I'm so fogged up in the brain right now. There's been so much going on with school that I really just need this time to myself to really think through my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's sort of this personal growth opportunity as well as, you know, supporting a great cause. That's really awesome.
Exactly. I figured if I was putting it up for myself, I put it on Facebook and it gained traction with my friends and family, and I figured, why not put something else to it? Why not put a fundraiser to do it? I bet people will donate. And they did.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned you've never done anything like this before. This is a pretty big undertaking for your first sort of big hike.
It is. Yeah. I'm kind of going all in right now. But I know I can do the distances. I know I can do every day, multiple days in a row. But for me, it's going to be getting up and saying, you have to do this again. It's not, mm-hmm. I can't sleep in, I can't take a 3-hour long break. I just have to keep doing it every day, and I just have to push my mental game on that.
Yeah, definitely. And like we were saying, this is a massive undertaking. I know it's like hard to find places to camp, hard to plan to begin with. What has been or do you foresee as being some of the most challenging aspects of this journey?
Oh boy, that's, yeah, well, you nailed it with sleeping. You're not allowed mm-hmm. to camp on the side of the trail.
Oh, really?
You can only camp in designated camping spots. So I've been finding strangers on Facebook who can put me up in their backyards. That's one thing. Wherever I don't have friends and I can't crash on mm-hmm. couches there. The other thing has been food. So mm-hmm. I've been dehydrating about 4 meals for myself every day of the trail. So for a total of about 120 meals, and I'll have to ship that to myself every 4 days. and pick that up along the trail. A lot went into that, and to make sure it doesn't spoil, to make sure the food is nutritious, because I'm going to be burning thousands of calories a day. I need to refuel. So that's been a big uptake.
Yeah, it's going to take about a month. Is that right?
About a month, yeah. That's most people do 30 kilometers a day for 30 days. And the way I'm doing it, I'm doing anywhere between 20 kilometers to 45 kilometers in a day.
Wow, yeah, definitely. And so you quickly surpassed your original fundraising goal, and you're almost at your new goal. How has it felt getting this kind of support from the community?
It's been incredible. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it would take off this fast. And I saw family members sharing it with their offices out in Toronto and out in London. And I was astonished at how many people wanted to support this. And I took a big step, and I went to the media, and they were all for it. And it's gained some community support all around Kingston. I'm so happy that this was done. And I don't know what I would have done if it was just hiking for myself. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what did you learn or experience at Lionhearts that made you so passionate about it and that inspired you to do this in their name?
So every day I would be delivering food to the shelters that we set up, the Adelaide Emergency Shelter and the Concession Street Warming Center. And on occasion, I'd run into a few of our clients who would use those services. And I'd chat with them about their day, what they've been up to. And if they were open to it, they would also tell me their story on how they ended up in that situation. And I still remember meeting a fella on the corner of Wellington and Princess, and him chatting to me about how he has to walk all across the city every day to see what services are open and what can serve him. And if not, he'll still just end up on the sidewalk at night. And to me, that really hit hard, because for 99% of us, we get to walk home and we get to go to a bed and sleep for the night. And the challenges of not having that. So I've always known Lionhearts needs more money. They have great support in the community, but the amount of work that they're taking on, the amount of people that they can help, I knew that a little bit of an extra boost for them would be great.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you are starting your journey on Saturday. Like we were saying, it's been a lot of planning, but it sounds like you're feeling very motivated. How are you feeling walking into the weekend?
It came up out of nowhere. I can't lie. Mm-hmm. I remember saying, oh my goodness, it's 2 weeks away. And now all of a sudden it's 2 days away. So I'm getting the last bit of my stuff prepared, and we're organizing where my meals are going to be shipped. And then it's 6 a.m. I hit the road. I leave Kingston. And then it's just it's feet on the asphalt, and I'm walking. So it's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. I can't lie.
Yeah, for sure. And I know you mentioned you're going to be documenting your journey. Where can people keep up with that?
So I'll be posting on my Instagram at Connor Hamlin with two N's at the end. And I believe there will be a couple radio stations and newspapers covering me halfway through. I'm trying to see if I can get any other platforms, but for now, it's just my Instagram. If you just search up Connor Hamlin Bruce Trail online, I will come up.
Before we get into more local news, I'm going to turn to our weather and traffic report for this evening. Tonight, we're expecting clear skies with increasing cloudiness late this evening, then showers beginning overnight. We have a risk of thunderstorms tonight, winds being 20 kilometers per hour after midnight, and we have a low of 11 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, May 8th, we're having mainly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers early in the morning. We'll have a few showers beginning in the afternoon and a risk of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Winds will be 30 kilometers per hour in the afternoon, and we have a high of 18 degrees, UV index of 6 or high. Tomorrow night, we'll have cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 8 degrees. On Thursday, May 9th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 14, dropping down to a low of 9 at night with cloudy skies and a 60% chance of showers. On Friday, May 10th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and high of 13, dropping down to a low of 6 at night with cloudy periods and a 30% chance of showers. This trend will continue on into the weekend as we have a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers both on Saturday and Sunday. We'll also have a high of 16 all weekend, and for the nights, we'll have a low of 9 and cloudy periods. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 3rd to 9th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, Cataract Way Woods Drive, Anderson Drive to Sydenham Road is closed from May 6th at 7 a.m. to May 10th at 7 p.m. This is to facilitate the extension of Cataract Way Woods Drive. Cataract Way Woods Drive at Centennial Drive is closed May 3rd at 7 a.m. to May 24th at 5 p.m. to facilitate the extension of the road once again. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court Avenue to 7th Avenue is closed until May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plastarms to north end of King Street is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl Street is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDUC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December of 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. The Chown Memorial garage will be experiencing two full closures in the coming weeks to accommodate cleaning of the garage. If you require parking during this time, the Hanson Memorial Garage is located at 105 Brock Street and should have ample space during these times. May 7th at 6 p.m. to May 8th at 6 a.m. Entry will be restricted after 3 p.m. on May 7th, but vehicles in the lot will be permitted to leave. Payment still required to exit. In other delays, expect delays in the following areas due to contractors preparing roads for surface treatment: Lehman Road, Maple Lawn Drive, Spooner Road, Seabrook Road, and Woodburn Road. Bay Ridge Drive, Woodbine Road to Cataract Way Woods Drive, expect delays until May 17th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. For the same reason, Princess Street, Bay Ridge Drive to Collins Bay Road, expect delays until May 17th once again. Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham Street, expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. In sidewalk closures, Venture Drive, Centennial Drive to Resource Road, expect a sidewalk closure on the south side of Venture Drive to prevent pedestrian hazards arising from heavy trucks entering and exiting the soil storage facility. That wraps up your CFRC weekly traffic report for May 3rd to 9th. Now back to more local news. In a message from the City of Kingston, City of Kingston launches Primary Care Clinic Expansion Grant. The City of Kingston is pleased to announce the launch of the City of Kingston Primary Care Expansion Grant, a dedicated initiative to increase access to primary care for unattached patients. The new grant, funded entirely by the municipality, will support healthcare practitioners and patients in Kingston. The grant offers a one-time financial contribution of up to $100,000 for up to 6 eligible projects, with the goal of empowering existing local primary care clinics to broaden their services through the innovative use of technology, expansion of administrative support to address paperwork burden, and the addition of allied healthcare professionals to the primary care clinic setting. The grant will be open for submissions from local primary care clinics from May 7th until May 21st, 2024. To qualify, applicants must be registered as an established clinic within the City of Kingston for a minimum of 2 years, using a practice enrollment model. Clinics must also demonstrate a commitment to enhancing sustainable patient access to primary care. Full eligibility criteria can be found on the grant application page. Mayor Brian Patterson states, quote, "We see the need for more care options in our region. We know that as many as 30,000 Kingstonians don't have a family doctor or nurse practitioner. Our goal is that this grant will give clinics the boost they need to grow their capacity and ultimately ensure that more unattached residents can be connected to a primary care provider," end quote. Since 2022, the City of Kingston has been working on numerous programs to attract more primary care providers to the region. This includes launching a physician recruitment program with incentives and relocation support, promoting registration on Healthcare Connect for unattached patients, and now, the Primary Care Clinic Expansion Grant. This program has already brought 17 new doctors to Kingston. Clinics wishing to apply should submit their comprehensive proposal by May 21st, 2024. Applications will undergo review by a committee. Grant announcement will take place on June 12, 2024. Questions can be directed to the following email, dturkovic1@cityofkingston.ca. In another message from the city, plan for every season this emergency preparedness week. Fires, severe storms, floods, accidents, power outages, emergencies can happen at any time of the year without warning and can have life-changing results. Planning is an important part of being safe during emergencies. The provincially designated Emergency Preparedness Week, which runs until May 11th, is a great time to take actions to be better prepared for the unexpected. This year's theme is Plan for Every Season. Brandy Timpson, Manager of Emergency Management, states, quote, Emergency Preparedness Week is an excellent time to review your emergency plans and supplies with members of your household. Planning for every season highlights the importance of being ready for anything that may come your way anytime throughout the year, end quote. How to be prepared. Review the City of Kingston Get Ready Guide. Have an emergency plan and practice with your household. Prepare an emergency shelter kit that allows you to shelter in place, stay at home for at least 72 hours. Make Go Bags, an emergency kit that allows you and your family to be self-sustainable for up to 72 hours. For everyone in your home, including your pets, in case you need to evacuate. Kingston Fire and Rescue will be sharing valuable resources and tools throughout the week on their social media channels, Facebook and X, to educate and help you prepare to respond to emergencies of all kinds. Be sure to follow along on KFR's social media this week to learn more about emergency planning and participate in a contest. The contest rules are to submit a photo of your household building your Go Bag to be entered for a chance to win one of three prizes. You can email your photo to btimpson@cityofkingston.ca. That's spelled B-T-I-M-P-S-O-N @cityofkingston.ca. And finally, the contest ends on May 11th. Winners will be announced and contacted on May 13th. Be safe, be prepared in any season. Next stop, better transit service. All aboard, the next stop is more frequent service and increased access to employment areas starting May 6th. Kingston Transit is making adjustments across the system that will affect most routes. If you ride transit, please check your favorite transit app or Kingston's transit website to learn how these updates may affect your journeys. Christopher Norris, General Manager of Kingston Transit, states, quote, "We are making seasonal adjustments based on demand, increasing frequency, and improving service to employment areas. One example is Route 7, which will now offer extended service to stops at employer TransPass partners, like Canada Royal Milk and Frulect Canada," end quote. Significant changes include the following. Route 1 will see extended 30-minute service to 11 p.m. Monday to Saturday. Route 11 will have a completely new schedule as we return to 30-minute service on weekdays. Route 12A, linking CFB Kingston and the bus terminal, operates every 30 minutes. Route 7 will be modified to reach Clyde Industrial Park and will service stops at Canada Royal Milk and Frulect Canada. Route 14 will use Gardner's Road to reach the Cataraqui Center transfer point and will now service Halifax Drive off Crossfield Avenue. Route 15 will only complete one loop through the Cataraqui Woods area to improve service reliability. Visit kingstontransit.ca for updated route maps and schedules. Or plan your trip using a mobile application, such as Transit App or Google Maps, available on May 1st. For questions or help planning your trip, you can call 613-546-0000. City of Kingston announces a year full of events. The City of Kingston has been working tirelessly to prepare special events for 2024. They're kicking it off with Spring into Summer, presented by Utilities Kingston on May 18th, and then bringing you events throughout 2024 with their last event of the year, K-Town Countdown, on December 31st. You can find events in just one click by visiting Feature Events page on the City of Kingston website for all events that are organized by the city. Experience Kingston's diverse arts and cuisine at Intercultural Arts Fest, presented by Empire Life. Dance to music at Rockin' in the Square this July, or walk on the runway and discover vehicles used around the city at Wheels on the Runway. Once again, that first event is Spring into Summer on May 18th. Admission is free. Spring into Summer is presented by Utilities Kingston and starts at 1 p.m. at Lake Ontario Park and finishes with fireworks at 9:30 p.m. Visit the event page for all the details. Other events in the works for 2024 include Canada Day, Emancipation Day, Rockin' in the Square, Kingston Sheepdog Trials Festival, Summer's End Doggy Dip, Wheels on the Runway presented by Hardington Equipment, Intercultural Arts Fest sponsored by Empire Life, National Truth and Reconciliation Day, Mayor's Arts Awards, Remembrance Day, and K-Town Countdown. You can check the feature events page often for details. Sponsorships are still available. The City of Kingston Special Events welcomes thousands of residents and visitors to our public spaces. And corporate support helps to keep these events accessible to all. These events can showcase businesses and provide a unique way to reach target audiences. View a complete list of special event sponsorship opportunities on the City of Kingston website. Calling all volunteers. Do you or someone you know love to volunteer? Are you a high school student looking for volunteer hours? The city is always looking for volunteers at their events. If you're interested, you can send a message to their special events team at specialeventsoffice@cityofkingston.ca. Own a food truck in Kingston? Most of their events feature food vendors and love having choices. If you're interested in participating as a food vendor, you can contact once again the city's special events office for more details. That's specialeventsoffice@cityofkingston.ca. That is all things current in Kingston for this evening. Thank you for listening to CFRC's local news programming, brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. To listen on the go and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. For more local news, be sure to tune in tomorrow for Today in YGK at 5 p.m. with CFRC's News Collective. Stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.